Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Weather's starting to get nice on the coast. It's a good time to review some basic safety reminders for visiting our beaches. First of all, not all beaches are the same from a safety standpoint. We have some flat beaches like Moonstone and Clam Beach that never seem to have any safety issues. These flat beaches make it much harder to be pulled from shallow water into water that's over your head. These flat beaches also tend to break a lot of the wave energy farther out before the waves reach the area where you might be walking near the water. And lastly, these flat beaches tend to have finer sand that's more compacted and therefore provides better footing. And then we have some really steep beaches like Big Lagoon Beach, Dry Lagoon Beach, Freshwater Spit Beach, and Black Sands Beach. To be completely honest, these beaches can be killers. They are super steep, so if you're walking along the beach and get pulled into the water, you are almost immediately in water over your head. And they have very coarse sand that falls away from under your feet, making it difficult to get a good foothold to help get yourself out of the water. And finally, these steep beaches allow the ocean waves to hit the beach with almost all their force. So these factors all combine to create the worst possible scenario. You can be walking near the water, and a large wave can suddenly strike without warning and hit you with enough force to knock you down and pull you into the water, where you can't get a good foothold to get back out, and then you're quickly pulled into water over your head. And to top it all off, these beaches often have insane rip currents and extremely cold water that almost guarantee you can't get back to shore. And there's one other thing to consider when selecting a beach, which is headlands. And these are areas of land that extend down onto the beach. With rising and falling tides and continuously changing amount of sand on these beaches, it might be safe to walk around one of these headlands during low tide without getting too close to the water, and then not be able to get back around the headland during high tide without getting too close or even in the water, which is really dangerous. So know the tides before hiking these beaches or avoid them. Now, I offer up these cautions regarding steep beaches and headlands with some reluctance because I never want to scare people away from the ocean. I personally love the ocean and spend much of my spare time on or near the water. But I'll be honest, I don't go anywhere near the water at our steep beaches, especially if I'm with kids. So don't be afraid, but do choose safer, flatter beaches, preferably without headlands, where you can enjoy being near the ocean without the danger. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.